We're going to start by taking up the issue that all the Mefarshim, except we saw one other pshat, but basically most of the Mefarshim indicate that in the Koran Lo Mezamen Olav, that this works when the person responds. Not just that we call to him, but that he responds. He responds, meaning responds in terms of the Zimun. He participates in the Zimun. He says the bracha. He participates in the response of the Zimun. That's the halacha. However, we saw that we went to the Mishnah Berurah, that in Siman Reish, he mentions that if you have three people eating a meal together and two of them want to bench and the third one doesn't want to, he's not ready yet, so the third person is obligated to be mafsik, to interrupt his meal and join the zimun. That's a matter of derech eretz. However, even if he refuses to do so, mezamnen olav, you have the concept of including him in the zimun even if he's not participating. So now the question is participation absolutely necessary? And we see that it's not. However, the Mishnah Berurah has pointed out that the halacha over here, in the case of Koren Lo Mezamen Olav, demands participation. And that is to say, according to that, that it's not enough to just call to him to let him know that you're going to do the Zimun. He has to participate. If he doesn't participate, then you can include him in the Zimun. So that was the first question. What's the idea behind it? Memanovshach, so to speak. We've already said that when you have three people that ate together, they're all mechuyev lezamein. So then, even if the third, if you have two that are doing it, and the third person holds back, you can include him anyways. You have a zimun. So if that's the case, now that we've established that the physical presence is not essential, and as long as he's within range, communication range, he can be included. So why over here don't we say the same thing? That even if he doesn't respond, he can be included. We should treat the problem in terms of the full range, because there is a position that maintains that even in the case where Koren Lo, Umazam and Olav, that there too he doesn't have to participate. So let's read, there's really actually another position. There's three positions over here. That's what the Meiri says. V'chein yesh mishim afarish ein tzorech lachzulim komo. That he doesn't have to return to his place. That's the Ra'ah. V'lo lanos mimakom shehu. And he doesn't have to answer from his place. Baruch Hu Shechalim. Does not have to respond. Shekol she mezamnen olav. Because whenever you're mezamnen olav, im yana yana. If he answers, he answers. V'im lo yana. Anu ain lano. We have no further responsibility. El shekorin lo mezamnen olav. We call to him mezamnen olav. See, he says that's a general rule. He doesn't differentiate. So now you have a machlokas. It's not just simply how the difference between case A and case B. We actually have a machlokas. That is, all agree, it would seem, that when the person is present at the table, you do the zimun. If he answers, he answers. If he doesn't answer, he doesn't answer. That's it. Now the question is, insofar as the din of Koren Lo Umezamnen Olav. And perhaps Rabbeinu Yonah agrees with this position, because Rabbeinu Yonah says you have to call out to him, to inform him, to notify him, and that he should answer. Well, that's the question. When he says that he should answer, is that because if he doesn't answer, you can't have Zimun? Or no, you could have Zimun anyways, we're just informing him so that he should answer. Whatever, it doesn't really matter that much what the proper diuk is in the Rabbeinu Yonah. It's clear from some mafarshim that they hold that it's absolutely necessary that he should respond. And we also have the position brought down by the Meiri that in that case he doesn't have to respond. As we saw in the Shulchan Aruch seems to paskin that in the case where he's there, he doesn't have to respond. I mean, he has to, but if he doesn't, it's not going to interfere. Mezam den Olav. You have this concept of Mezam den Olav. However, in this situation where he's separated from the group, there you can't be mezamen olav unless he responds. That's what we saw in the explanation of the Mishnah Berurah. The basic idea that's emerging from this discussion seems to be as follows. Nobody argues in the case of three that ate together and remain in the same place, that you have this halacha that even if the third person doesn't respond, mezamnin olav, which on a simplistic level, we don't really have to dissect that too much. And what's the status of the third person? Is he yotze? Is he not yotze? We don't have to dissect that. It would seem that he's not yotze because he's not answering. But nevertheless, you could have zimun because essentially what you need for zimun is the group of shlosha. So if you have the group of shlosha, so then you can say the birkas hazimun. And like the Meiri says, you answer, answer. You don't answer it, but you have the right to say it. And no one's arguing on that. Now you have a case with one person left, and Korin Lo. Of course, the key issue would be, do we still have the unit of Shlosha? Now, at the very beginning of the discussion, it was suggested, the Nissan suggested, that there's a distinction. That in the case where the three people are present in the place where they ate, so there's less ambiguity. The unit exists because you have kfiyas makom. So that the fact that you have the kfiyas makom, that's the matzarif. You need a matzarif. That's what a unit requires to become a unit. This is something which is matzarif. So as long as there is the makom she'achal, so the makom kfiyas is the matzarif. So that's why you have the unit of three, and it's not an issue. Then we merely have the halacha that he doesn't have to answer. So what? But you have the unit of three. However, when he departs from the place, you're losing something now. Because he no longer, it would seem, partakes of the kviyas makom. He's not part of the kviyas makom. So then what unites him to the group? What relates him to the group? So the answer was that here he must actually participate. Because the fact that he's involved in the function of the group, the fact that he's participating with the group, that unites him to the group. So that makes sense. According to that, it would seem that in that situation, if he doesn't participate, then you can't be mezamen olav. Because your problem is you don't have a group of three anymore. All that is fine. And we could have left it at that, were it not for the fact that there is another shita, which says that no, that even in this case, when you have one person leaving, as long as Kohen Lo, as long as he's within communication distance, so then he can be included, and the principle remains the same. That even Bal Karcho, even if he doesn't answer. So this forces us to go a little bit further. I think that the other side, which says that Kohen Lo, Umazamin Olav, even if he doesn't respond, would indicate that it doesn't matter where he is right now. That once the group was created, the kviyas is essential to create the group. But once the group is created, so there, the group remains in existence. It doesn't exist. There are two ways something can exist. That is to say, one way is that it only exists as long as the matzarif is present and active. If the matzarif is present and active, so then it exists. You remove the matzarif, so then it's gone. That's the first way of learning. But you need a matzarif. And there are two types of matzarif. One is the kviyas makom, per se, and the other one is the communication that they join together for the bracha. So that's the matzarif. The other side would be saying that no, that this group has been established as a result of the kviyas and as a result of the fact that they ate together, so you now have a group of shlosha. So that group of shlosha will remain until you actually break it up. It can't be broken up. It's going to remain in effect until it breaks up. So this would be the question of Karin Lo Mezamin Olav would be an indication of the shear. That as long as, in other words, you do have the tziruf. He's still part of the group. In fact, you could even say he's still part of the kviyas. He partakes of the kviyas. Because he's still in contact. He's still in communication. It's a shear in which determines at what point in time is he broken away from the group. Has he broken? That would be when he's beyond the point of Karin Lo Mezamin. As long as he's within the range where you can still communicate with him, he still partakes of the kviyas. I mean, I'm explaining it sort of in two different ways, which is pretty much the same thing. Just a question of how you want to formulate it. Either you could say that the group exists until it's broken, or you could say that he does partake of the matzari. It's not that important which way you choose to express it. That is to say, if that's the Meiri's bringing down the second shot, that is, this person is still connected to the group. Unless he breaks the tziruf, he's no longer related to them, practically. So what determines that? That is, we're part of a group, and you're departing from the group. You haven't made the departure yet, as long as we're still talking to each other, so then you're still connected to us. The tziruf is still there. So that's what he says, Karin lo, mezamen lo. If we can call to him, and he's in communication, he answers, he stops, and then we still have a unit of shlosha. The unit of shlosha is still in existence. Ah, so then you can do zimun, even if he doesn't respond. Because once you establish the unit of shlosha, then the rule of mezamen lo kicks in, which is that even if he does the bal karcho, that's what the Miri is saying. Shekal shemezamen lo, because whenever... It's just a matter as to whether he is roi for the principle of mezamen olav. In order to be roi for the principle of mezamen olav, it has to be that he hasn't severed his connection to the group. So as long as Karin olav, and he answers us, he has not severed. Oh, so then the rule of mezamen olav kicks in. Once the rule of mezamen olav kicks in, so then it doesn't matter whether he answers or doesn't answer. Because that's the rule. And that's the rule that exists when you have three people in one place. That once you have an eligibility for Zimun, because you have a unit of Shlosha, so then we say, even Balkarcho, Korin lo, Umezamen lo. So therefore, the Meiri is saying it's logical. The halacha over here, of Korin, he went to the Shuk, and Korin lo, Umezamen lo, is halacha, it's just another expression of the halacha of Umezamen lo. It's not a new concept, as the first view is learning. First view is learning, it's a new concept.